It is really great to be catching up again with Oisín Mulligan from Mulligan's Fitness. Oisín, I can't keep up with you now. You're such a superstar on Instagram. Thanks so much for joining me on the show. It's great to be talking to you again.
No hassle at all. I love jumping on here as well. And the feedback that I got from the last couple of times has been unbelievable. Like messages on Instagram from people that are listening and stuff. And the support that you throw at me the whole time, Louise, as well, is massively appreciated. So thank you guys so much.
Not at all. Not at all. No, I suppose we're at this sticky time of the year where we are flat out trying to, you know, make a few shapes, whether it's losing weight, staying fit, drinking water, all of that kind of stuff. We're getting back into the swing of things and people have been back to work, back to college, school, all of that kind of stuff. And it can be really kind of hard because you're getting back into routines and stuff. Have you got any tips for anybody who might be tuned in this evening that they can maybe stay on the bandwagon a little bit or maybe try to get themselves a little bit fitter, even though I know it's hard a lot of the time?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things, I suppose. First of all, is getting started is kind of the hardest part. Mm-hmm. And again, what I would use for a lot of people that I would work with to get started is something called false motivation. It's actually something that I picked up off another Irish fitness coach, Kelly Fennell Fitness. Hopefully she's listening and she'll hear this because she doesn't know I'm shouting out at this one. But false motivation is something massive. So how we can use false motivation is almost using something to coax ourselves into it or coax ourselves into doing something. Because once we start something, it's a little bit easier to continue on. Yeah. It's just the beginning that's quite tough. And so one form of false motivation that I often use is to get myself out on a walk in the morning time. I don't allow myself to get a coffee until I go out and walk. So okay. I'm like, okay, I'll wait around until I get my coffee and then I'll be able to go out and walk, or I have to go for my walk first, sorry, and then go get a coffee before I can get it. So that's one form. Another form is paying into coaching, and it's not that anyone has to sign up for my coaching, or buying something for their health and fitness. For example, a new pair of shoes, and you're like, okay, I've running shoes now, I better get on my run and do it, or a Fitbit to count your steps. These simple things are like false motivation. Now, that is a motivation that lasts forever. You have to build motivation behind that after, self-motivation to continue on. But it's something that can help people get kick-started, specifically coming to a time of year. Like for some people, holidays would be a form of false motivation. So yeah. People kind of use that one. The aspect of keeping it up would be don't bite off more than you can chew. Because for a lot of people, when we want to get into something, we go full on in it and it's all or nothing then. So if we mess up one thing, we completely give up.
You think you're going to lose like a half a stone in a week and you're like, you know, you get on the sales and you're like, okay, I'm down a pound. That's great. But like, I think when you watch all these motivational videos and, you know, you kind of can get sucked into social media sometimes. And I don't know, I think I was looking up supplements and I was looking up one of those big Stanley cups. And for some reason, my algorithm put together that I wanted to lose weight really fast. And it was throwing up all of these like diet pills and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And if I didn't take a step back and go, hang on a minute now, I need to think about this logistically, that like you'd automatically think that if you do all of these things and follow all of these routines, and there's like Pilates that apparently in 20 days you're going to look like the Incredible Hulk and all of this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. If you don't take a step back and go, hang on, you know, if you do this and stick to it, that you're going to get better results rather than going, oh yeah, I'm going to lose 2 stone in a week. Woohoo.
Yeah. I think that's massive. So when a lot of people look at these things, a lot of people have actually undertook diets or undertook loads of different things before and they've lost weight doing it, but they've also gained it back.
Yeah.
And that's not successful weight loss. Successful weight loss is where you lose weight and you can keep it up over the long period of time. So a lot of people will come to me and say, I did this diet here and I cut out loads and loads of food and I lost loads of weight and it worked. It didn't work because the weight is back on. So what you want to do is find something that you can actually implement over a long period of time and allows you to keep the weight off. And that stuff that you're talking about there isn't that. But the reason that gets pushed to your For You page or to your Instagram account is because so many people want really quick results and they don't realize that that isn't successful weight loss. Successful weight loss is a little bit slower. And again, making things as easy as possible for yourself. What I say to almost everyone is make it so hard or so easy that it's almost hard not to do every single day. If you have your runner's line at the front door, it's going to be easier to get out and go for a walk. If you have your gym bag in your car on your way back home from work, it's going to be easier to get into the gym. Make every step as easy as possible. And nutrition wise, just focus on the basics like drinking your water, 3 pieces of fruit. If we make it as simple as possible, people are more likely to continue it on. If I make it complicated and tell you to watch your carbohydrate intake, fat intake, protein intake, all of this at the beginning, you're just going to juggle it all and mess it all up. So focus on one thing, focus on one thing for a week, focus on the next thing and slowly implement things over and over over a longer period of time and you'll get the results you're looking for.
Yeah, definitely. Because I think you have your own story as well. You know, I suppose if people look at you online and they'll say, oh, look, there's Oisín and he looks really fit. He looks really great. But you also struggled with your weight some time ago, which is what spurred you on to kind of get into this industry. I know we've covered this before, but I suppose since it's been a couple of weeks since we caught up, maybe you can give us a quick synopsis of, I suppose, how you got to work in this industry.
Yeah, so I started off first of all, the start of my story was I was never really overweight in primary school, but going into secondary school and a little bit after that, I put on a significant amount of weight. And a lot of that was surrounding bullying in school and surrounding loads of other aspects that maybe I wasn't feeling great and I was using the food to cope with that. I ended up at a weight of about 130 kilos. And then my brother had kind of helped me out at the beginning, showed me a couple of things, and I slowly began to lose it. I made all the mistakes on my way there. I tried every single diet that I wouldn't recommend. And that's why I think I've learned experience of what works and what doesn't work. And again, I've kept the weight off over 7 years. I weigh in around 75 kilos mostly. Now my weight does fluctuate up and down every so often, but never up near where it was before.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I can relate to people so well, because I have been through it. But one of the things that kind of helped really, really shift for me was focusing on movement and focusing on exercise, not for the sake of fat loss, but rather for how I feel. Because I put on weight because I wasn't feeling great. And this is the same for the majority of people. I always say to people, a lot of people turn to food to cope with not feeling great. A lot of people turn to drugs for not feeling great. A lot of people turn to alcohol for not feeling great. They're almost crutches. And if we can work out why we're not feeling great, well, then we won't turn to them as much, or find out other coping mechanisms like using exercise to help us feel better, rather than using exercise or that to help us lose fat. Because if we're just going to do an exercise or looking after nutrition because we want to lose fat, it's a negative way. We're going to the gym because we're fat. We're going to do an exercise because we're fat, rather than doing exercise because it makes me feel good, rather than eating a certain amount of food because I feel good when I do this. I feel energized when I do this. When we start to switch that, it becomes easier to stick to, because the negative mindset of I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm fat is only going to lead you to overeating even more, and then kind of cancel out any progress that you've made. I think that's a different perspective that I'm taking on weight loss in comparison to other people.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, you have to start somewhere. I've spoken to you before about, like, you know, like I've struggled with my weight. I've gone up, down, yo-yo, the whole lot. And I think lots of things happen in life that, you know, you might be really great one time, and then, you know, you might need to go and work on it a bit more. I'm back in that mind frame again now of, okay, Louise, I want to be healthier for myself, you know, going into winter time, so I'm not as sick. You know, I don't want to be catching colds and flus and be out of work and all this kind of stuff. Plus, I've booked my summer holiday in winter and going away in November. So I want to give myself that little bit of a goal to try and, you know, feel a little bit better, be a bit healthier, you know, not to be kind of being down on myself when I'm like, right, okay, come on, I want to like wear a nice dress or whatever it is. But I think a lot of people are going to be in that mind frame right now, kind of give ourselves a bit of a kick up the bum and go, right, let's do a few healthy meals. Have you got any ideas for somebody who might be really busy at work and they come home in the evening times and they go straight for the fridge, and if the only thing that they have is burger and chips, they're going to put them on, and maybe that's a recurring thing. How can we kind of maybe bring a bit more fresh produce into our lives, or, you know, make that balance between eating healthy, but also eating something that you're not going to have to spend 4 hours a day making?
Yeah, so I think a lot of emphasis is actually put on, say, organic foods or whatever, or fresh produce or whatever. But I think for the majority of people, it's focused on a good balance between convenience and that.
Yeah.
So convenience is a massive thing when it comes to being able to sustain whatever weight we're losing, or even start weight loss for a lot of people. Like if you're a parent with loads of kids and getting them ready for school and all this sort of stuff, it's not going to be ideal for you to go home and always be cooking or always prepare your lunches or do massive meal prep for the week. That might work for me because I'm a fitness coach. I f*** all else to be focusing on other than just on healthy meals all the time. So for people like that, convenience isn't bad. The chicken breasts that are in the shop aren't really any different to the chicken breast you'd cook at home yourself. So these aspects, I would say, remove the guilt surrounding certain foods and allow yourself to have foods you do enjoy as well. But the main reason why people actually come home and are starving and end up binging and depressed is one, restriction. So restricting any foods that we do like. Most people, when they start a health kick, they're like, I'm not allowed any chocolate, I'm not allowed any wine, I'm not allowed any of that. We're all like really big kids. So when you tell us we can't have something, it's the first thing we think of, and that's what we're going to end up binging on when we go home. So remove that altogether. The second aspect with regards to kind of being able to stick to things later on is eating enough throughout the day. So a lot of people would be really busy with work, really busy with getting the kids to school. They skip breakfast altogether because there's a lot of stress there. And our body is actually quite good at just getting rid of stress straight away. So our body will not focus on anything else until that stress is gone. So some of us will wake up and we'll be quite sick, and therefore we'll feel like not having breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets to that, what happens is that hunger catches up with us later on. So take a mindful moment to sit down in the morning time, have your breakfast, have a considerable breakfast. The scientific research actually shows people who have a larger breakfast and a larger lunch end up not overeating as much as people who don't or who skip breakfast. So that would be one key focus, is have a mindful moment, allow your stress to drop a little bit, sit down and have your breakfast, have a good bit of food, structure your meals properly of breakfast, lunch and dinner. And then what we can do is start adding things to them. So what I would say to you is make it as convenient as possible at the start and then add slowly things to each meal. So for your breakfast, if you're making something really, really quick, okay, then the next day add in a piece of fruit to get your fiber in there. One great tip that I heard on TikTok there recently was eat what you want, but add what you need. It was the greatest thing I've ever heard when it comes to health and fitness. So at the beginning, eat what you want, and then we can start adding things to it that we need, like our protein intake, our fiber intake. And this makes it a lot more achievable to people, rather than me just telling you, well, you have to eat chicken, broccoli and rice for every single meal. That's not going to sustain for most. Like, one, it gets boring. Like, who likes chicken, broccoli and rice every single meal? And second of all, it's a pain in the arse to cook. And even for me, who has a lot of free time, it's a pain in the arse to cook. So for people who are busy with families and stuff, it's not going to work for them. So what you want to find is convenient foods, allow yourself to incorporate foods that you do enjoy, and try have structured meals. So at least 3 structured meals per day. I would say 2 or 3 pieces of fruit throughout the day. Drink your 2 liters of water. Keep the realms quite simple for yourself, or keep the guidelines quite simple for yourself, rather than overcomplicating the whole lot of it.
Yeah, that sounds great. And like, we've learned so much this evening already, you know, on how to kind of kickstart ourselves. And like you're saying, you know, don't be so hard on yourself either. That, like, you know, I remember I saw one of your videos where you had put like a couple of chocolates into a box and you were like, look, like, you know, you're allowed to have them. You know, there's no point in restricting yourself all the time, because you're probably going to go and eat the whole, you know, box of Coke Pops in the end, you know. So I think it's all those tips really, really help. Oisin, if anybody wants to follow you online, or even if they want to reach out or check out some of your resources that you've got on TikTok or Instagram yourself, where is the best place to go?
Yeah, so you'll find me on TikTok everywhere as Mulligan's Fitness. But just add to that last point before I go or whatever, is people are going to come on and people are going to say, I can't eat chocolate. Or there might be people here listening to this, because this would have been old diet advice, that you can't have carbohydrates, you can't have whatever. You can have whatever you want and lose weight at the same time. It's just controlling portion sizes and controlling the amount of calories that you do have. And if you want proof of that, look up online, Oisin Mulligan, McDonald's 2 weeks. I ate McDonald's for 2 whole weeks and lost weight doing so, to prove to people you can still incorporate the foods that you do enjoy every single day and lose weight. And actually, my health improved doing that. So what I would say to people is, if you are really, really struggling with guilt around the food and feel like you can't, go and read that article, read what I did, have a little bit of research on my page, and I can guarantee you come out of it feeling different, because it's the restriction and the guilt that's causing you to gain weight and not make any progress in comparison to actually being able to include the foods.
Yeah, brilliant. Oisin, thank you so much for giving us your time. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I really appreciate it. And no doubt we'll be catching up again soon.
Thanks a million, Louise. Thank you.